This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com or K-State Insider, Fitz. I propose we all go find a groundhog today and punt it. How's the weather up in Manhattan?
Let's put it this way. I texted you, I'm doing audio only because I'm not getting out of bed all day. I'm going to just hide here under the sheets with two dogs and be happy. It's currently negative 10.
Negative 10. We're at, we're about negative 8, I think. Record lows today. Hope everybody's out there staying warm. To those of you out working through it, we appreciate having you here with us. We've got, you know, some college hoops back here tonight for us at Wichita State. K-State up there, though, you got to wait a minute, right? It's been a long week to sit and think about the disappointment in Utah. A lot different in the disappointment than, you know, the disappointment we saw early in the season, but two losses nonetheless. It's an interesting dynamic now, Fitz. There are about 9 Big 12 teams who will, in my opinion, compete for one, maybe two at-large spots, and their resumes are all very similar. I think the Big 12, after the top and obvious five, will get, you know, probably two more, and there are seriously 9 of the other 11 teams in the league that could make a case over the next couple of weeks to have them.
That's incredible. It's amazing. The parity in this conference that a team like Utah, which I don't know if it's in year 9.
They for sure are.
Yeah. Can just decimate both K-State and KU. Look, BYU's pretty good. We knew that. Utah's playing some pretty good basketball all of a sudden. Unfortunately for them, they're out of Kansas schools. They'll have to find their own way beyond that. But, yeah, it's incredible how the ebbs and flows of this conference and Unfortunately for K-State fans, the ebb has returned for Kansas State basketball.
But it's not the same. It's not the same as it was. Like that for me, like the two losses in Utah, for instance, are nothing like the loss to Oklahoma State and Houston in back-to-back games, right? Like it's a totally different, it's unfortunate that it took so long to get there, but it, you know, it shouldn't be as detrimental as it was, but it is what it is. Now they get a chance. They'll, you know, probably be favored, I think, in four of their next five, maybe not at Cincinnati, but they'll probably be favored in four of those five. And then they close with Iowa State at home. And, you know, I would say that if they win all of those in a couple of games in the tournament, I actually think they'd get in. But even if it is just tournament or bust, don't you feel a whole lot better about their chances to do that? K-State could beat anybody in a Big 12 tournament environment.
They could. It is interesting that this year's Big 12 tournament is going to be very important for about half the conference. And it's... You're right. My new motto is let's see them win the next four, and then we can talk about this, because they are winnable games, and they're capable of that. But they were also capable of winning the two in Utah, and they didn't get it done. Now, UCF appears to be falling apart. Colorado has actually beaten UCF in the last week or two. So... there's some real opportunity here. You're right. Cincinnati's the best of the bunch, and it all starts Sunday with Arizona State, as this Monday to Sunday break really kind of adds up for Kansas State. But you know what? Maybe they needed the time to reflect on how they played so well and then stopped, and what they need to do to get back to it.
I like the amount of time off, honestly.
I think so too.
I think it's a good break. They I mean, that game against Utah, It's felt like a lifetime ago, but that, man, to get dominated down low like they did, which we could kind of see coming a little bit, but to still be there, and you're a Doug McDaniel missed layup and Coleman Hawkins mental error away from being right there. It's unfortunate that those two guys made those two mistakes right there at the end. But otherwise, I thought it was a pretty inspired performance against Utah, because that's a bad matchup for K-State stylistically, a big physical team like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is tough. People said, you know, David Gasson didn't have a very good trip. Well, he went up against some big dudes, some true bigs, which have always given problems. So you're right. K-State has a better sense of identity even when they don't play to it. And, you know, they got back to it late in that game and just didn't make some plays. And I have no explanation for the Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah, it's just, it's a mistake. It was just a mental mistake. I don't think he needs any excuses. Like, he screwed up. McDaniel screwed up before that by missing the layup to begin with. So they both screwed up. But that's going to happen. And it's just unfortunate that it cost them as much as it potentially cost them. I hate that it did, because I thought they had a really good effort. What do you know? Speaking of Coleman Hawkins, man, he can barely get up and down the floor. Is he okay?
We don't know what's going on with him. And I actually think K-State was in that game because he got into foul trouble and they had to take him off the court.
Because he's hurt.
Well, I don't, if he's that hurt, get him off the court, because
he looks like it.
He was not. And it went beyond physical. As you mentioned it, there wasn't full mental engagement in this game either. He had a little flurry towards the end, and then he made a boneheaded mistake that all of us who grew up playing basketball, you know, learned in junior high. It's hard to explain. So, yeah, if it's physical, hopefully he can get healed up this week. Hopefully it's enough time to get him rested up. But that looked as much mental as anything to me.
All right, Fitz, I want to ask you, Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. I think you love this, you know, this state, what it provides as much as anybody else. I know you're a K-State guy, but I know you also appreciate what Kansas has been able to do under Bill Self for 25 years as much as anybody else does. It's so wild to me that the low point of a 25-year run, with the exception of like early tournament exits, is maybe a 20-win season. Isn't that crazy to think about, first of all? Like, it's almost put this entire thing into perspective that the reaction to this is as visceral as it is. Not that it shouldn't be, but like, man, literally every team in the country, every single one of them would be happy to have a 25-year run where your worst year was 20 wins and a 7 seed.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, you get acclimated to your weather, and their weather has been sunny in 75 for a long time because he is a brilliant coach. And I'm going to be honest here. I just think the talent is getting dispersed differently across college basketball now with NIL. And kids have greater options because now it is actual money being handed out. So I think the rules are going to come back a little bit in KU's favor when NIL moves in-house. But in part of this, I think the rest of the Big 12 is looking at Kansas basketball fans, and they're essentially complaining because their Bentley was repossessed. And the rest of us are out here in Subarus and, you know, Kias. And we're like, okay, that's great. I'm sorry this horrible thing happened to you. Now you get to go to the NCAA tournament as punishment.
Nobody inside that program is asking for sympathy. This is one where I don't think it's symptomatic of the changes in college basketball. Here's what I think. I think we all overvalued their key three players that they brought back. I think the team has the same issues it had a year ago because the players are largely the same. And while we all looked at the other players to say, oh, if they can just get better players around those three, they're going to be great. The reality is those three just don't fit together very well. And so now we've had to see that over a couple of years, that because that's a constant here. And now there's a psychological issue, which is a totally separate issue. But I think X's and O's wise, I just don't think those three are the right fit. And they've had them for 2 years. And you've seen 2 years of sort of struggle. Remy Martin helped them win a national championship and was a transfer player, right? He was the prize transfer player mm-hmm. that year. So I guess I'm not ready to look at this holistically and say, uh-oh, Bill Self's not going to be able to survive in the new era of college basketball. I just don't believe that.
Well, I think he's going to get acclimated. But also, we have to calculate in NIL signings have a rate of failure that is a little bit surprising. And I think KU's going through that. I think they brought in some guys that haven't been nearly as productive as they hoped. And, you know, I noticed this when K-State played KU in Manhattan. And I don't know why I needed to see it in person to really let this soak in, but they don't have that dude that scares you. They don't. Hunter Dickinson's a load. The other guys are really good, but they don't have that outside shooter or that playmaker or that elite NBA talent on the wing that just scares the daylights out of you. They just don't have the weapons that they have. And whether that's NIL driven or something else, I'm not sure, but it is certainly apparent when that team lines up on the court. I think we saw it this weekend. KU just doesn't scare people right now. And that used to be part of their aura. They just scared you by coming on the court because they were so athletic and they could make so many plays. This team ain't scaring anybody right now.
No, not right now, and they should, and maybe they get back to it. What do you think the chances are that this is still a team that beat Duke, it's a team that beat Michigan State, it's a team that beat Iowa State by 20?
Yeah.
What do you think the chances are Self can work a little magic here
before
the end of the season?
I've known this. I'm never going to write off Bill Self. You know, maybe he'll get down towards the end and just really just hone in his attention on the guys that are – really bought in. I'm not sure what's going on, but when you have a bunch of guys in your locker room who are probably unhappy about not playing, it gets a little difficult to be the head coach.
Back to the Cats. Yep. Arizona State, UCF, Colorado, Cincinnati, home against Iowa State. Fill in the blank. K-State wins blank of the next five.
I'm going to go with three.
Okay.
And you need five.
For sure.
You need I would really respect what Kansas State did at Iowa State, but they're going to be coming in here with their hair on fire at the last game of the season. I mean, it's going to be extremely difficult to win that game, but K-State's capable of it. We've seen it. And also, they've really struggled winning on the road. So I think they might get one of these road games, but lose the other. And I think this is a really winnable stretch here for K-State over the next four until they play Iowa State. Get these four, and then let's talk about the NCAA tournament. Until then, you got work to do.
Well, and we can end with this, Fitz. Let's say they don't win all five, and it becomes a win the Big 12 tournament or bust. Then the next question becomes, not are they lucky enough to do that? Are they good enough, actually good enough to go win something like the Big 12 tournament? I actually think they are.
Yeah, it comes down to matchups and how the bracket falls.
Yeah.
I think NC State last year put everything on the table for teams like Kansas State.
Yeah, that's a good
one. It's all right there.
That's a good one.
You're not dead yet. I mean, you got the tournament, and then you can play your way through the bracket, and I'll be darned, it is possible to get to the Final Four with a resume like Kansas State. It was unbelievable, but it happened. So let's see, what some of these teams have. There's a lot of Big 12 teams in a similar predicament.
I don't think there's anybody that doesn't think K-State's built. I think everybody thinks they could make an NCAA tournament run if they could just get there the way they're built, the way they can, fill it up from three at times and all those things. Fitz, GoPowerCat.com has us all covered. Go find the work there. Go find Fitz on X at Life of Fitz. We appreciate it. Stay warm today. Stay hibernating.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to add a blanket just for my own personal safety.
Have to do it. There goes Tim Fitzgerald.